Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Stocks fell sharply Friday. The Dow lost more than 500 points, in part because of President Trump's announcement of a range of new tariffs against foreign countries. Caleb Silver with Investopedia says,
once these tariffs go into place next week, we might have a little more certainty on what that means for price pressure, both for consumers and for businesses that are going to have to pay this and decide whether or not to pass it on to us or eat those profit margins themselves.
The president also said he made the correct decision in firing the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, saying the latest jobs report numbers were phony. He did not offer evidence, but economists have criticized her dismissal. The president also announced that he's ordering U.S. nuclear submarines closer to Russia in response to comments from former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. The president's been frustrated with Russia's unwillingness to end the war in Ukraine. The manhunt in Montana continues for the man suspected of killing four people in a bar in the southwest part of the state. This is ABC News. Glenn Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's associate, serving 20 years in prison for sex trafficking, is moving from a federal prison in Florida to a Texas facility. ABC's Catherine Falders has more.
We don't know from the Bureau of Prisons or anything on the record about this, the reasoning, but typically it could be done, for example, for security reasons. That usually would be the reason. So it's not totally unusual if that's the case. But the significance of this is that, of course, it comes right after, frankly, just a little bit over a week after Maxwell met behind closed doors with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche.
Aspiring lawyers sat last week for the bar exam, and one in New York was interrupted when a test taker collapsed shortly before a scheduled break. It happened at Hofstra University. The school says paramedics supplied life-saving aid before the student was taken to a hospital. Some test takers say they're upset the exam was not stopped. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. A former attorney for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says proposed federal cuts could hinder the agency's ability to keep up with key regulations and affect public safety. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
One ATF responsibility is conducting inspections to ensure gun dealers sell firearms in accordance with federal law. Pam Hicks, a former chief counsel at the agency, says ATF has already struggled to meet inspection goals with not enough resources. The Trump administration's budget cuts would reduce regulatory enforcement by 40%, which Hicks says would only add more limitations to an underfunded agency.
If criminals are using those dealers to acquire guns, law enforcement is less likely to discover that before guns get used in crimes and are more likely to discover it after guns get used in crimes. That is obviously not good and very dangerous.
Hicks says firearms tracing is a critical ATF function to help solve firearms crimes and detect trafficking. According to the ATF, in 2022, more than 8,000 firearms were recovered and traced in Wisconsin. ATF is also required to inspect explosives licensees every 3 years, which Hicks says also drains resources from inspecting gun dealers. She says the entire ATF budget before cuts was less than $2 billion. Hicks argues the cuts would provide minimal cost savings and reduce public safety. She sees this as a contradiction to a Trump administration stated goal of making America safe again.
To be clear, I do think they genuinely are interested in doing things about violent crime. I take them at their word on that, but their budget submissions just don't align with that, and I'm not sure why.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some hazy sunshine, highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s. Smoky sunshine for Sunday with highs in the low 80s. 58 Sunday night, 82 your high on Monday. Highs to the mid-80s on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 65.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman will join us to break down all the weekend news. We go beyond the cheese with Poppy Bakery. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
What's up, Wisconsin? This is Raised in Wisco, your show about everything great about the great outdoors, the great state of Wisconsin. My name is Joel Clayfish. I have the honor, privilege, and all-around fun time hosting Raised in Wisco, along with...
Ooh, I have a question.
Wow. I was just going to give you the most power intro you've ever received, Danielle. And
you do that every week.
Okay.
But
do you have a problem with my intros?
No, it's a great intro. Listen,
okay.
Listen.
All right,
do you
need to be separated?
Ladies and gentlemen, in
That's
this
exactly
corner.
What I was going for. Can you do it like an announcer in the ring? The Raised in
Sure.
Wisco part?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Well, why don't I introduce you like like in the corner of the ring?
Should I stand up?
And in this house? Corner, weighing 172. Wow, I really screwed myself on that one, didn't I?
She asked for
Holy
it.
Holy cow.
I have no shame in my weight.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner, weighing in at 175 pounds,
72.
The welterweight from Wauwatosa, the machine gun from Madison.
Milwaukee. Manitowoc.
Oh, gosh, that was funny.
The chainsaw from Chippewa. Danielle Fairman.
Woo!
How was that?
Fantastic.
I like the chainsaw from Chippewa.
I don't know.
Danielle is
like
a chainsaw.
I'm using the chainsaw this weekend, so I'm going to be saying that in my head.
Danielle Fairman, if you are new to the show, and welcome if you are, we are Raised in Wisco. We're heard throughout the state on civic media stations, 23 of them in every major city in Wisconsin, across the borders. And we love having you with us. We appreciate it so much when you join us. We talk about food. We talk about what you can do in the outdoors, hunting, fishing, hiking, kayaking, camping, rock climbing, sticking your hand underwater to catch catfish with your hand.
Noodling with your
noodling.
Hand or
is that
a fork?
What it's called? That's right. My type of noodling, I'm Italian, so noodling for me is like eating pasta.
With a
honest.
Fork.
With a fork. That's right. Stick a fork in me, I'm done. And this show would not be this show without the fame-acclaimed, award-winning culinary creator from
Chippewa.
From where?
Cudahy,
yeah.
Cudahy, good culinary one, creator.
Cudahy.
Chef-ery Ellie Lawton. Chef.
Okay.
Wait,
okay.
Why did she cheer for me?
I'm weighing in at the same class as Danielle.
And I'm actually really excited about this show because Chef Lawton's got fantastic ideas for recipes today. I'm excited to talk about. But first.
Do I?
Yeah. Well, you kind of gave me a hint. I don't want to give it away. I'm going to leave that tease to you.
It's a secret.
But I think it's a subject that hits close to home and in the hearts of everybody from Wisconsin.
Oh,
we're
going
to get
sure
to, you're going to get excited about it. I'm excited about it. I'm excited tonight because show contributor Megan Salazar is here. Whoop. Megan Salazar is going to be announcing the winner of our contest, our bag and tag your swag contest. I just made that up. I think
that
works. Oh, my
goodness.
That
was nice. Beautiful. Wow. Congrats on that.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. At least I got someone on my side tonight, Dan. Thank you. From the Peanut Gallery. Also, Megan's, can we call him your significant other?
Oh, no. Everybody look online.
Is there a label yet?
Oh. You have to ask him.
Dave, okay. Dave's face is red. Dave, blushing.
Whoa, let's make it official on the radio.
This is so
all
exciting. Right.
Better than better than Facebook official. Better than Facebook official.
2 weeks in a row, you got me.
Official.
The downpour from down under, Dave Sella. More importantly, Megan Salazar's beau. BEAUX. That's precious. But no offense to Megan. You're not here because you're her boyfriend. You're here because you know lots about outdoors and hunting and fishing and stuff like that. So welcome to the show.
Yeah,
glad
we are
going to
talk about your relationship the whole episode, or show.
We might.
I mean, we could.
How do you know we're not? We might.
We could.
And of course, Noah Morris from Morris Original Productions is here.
Why am I so sweaty now?
Because it's hot in here. I'm a little bit sweaty too.
That's what happens when people are put on the spot, Megan. You were blushing. He was blushing. It was just
adorable.
It was
a beautiful blush.
It was effing precious.
Oh, a little leg squeeze. You know what that means?
Oh.
I want to talk, though. One of the reasons I'm actually really
Meg's
excited.
Never coming back.
Bandit is in the studio tonight. Bandit has made his return. And I'm watching. I have a perfect angle of the sun coming in. And Bandit's standing there. And hair just falls.
Oh,
like a light rain shower. Yes. Hair falls from Bandit.
Bandit, say nope. Hi.
From
look
Bandit, hair falls to the floor. This is pretty much... I hate to say this. They got the school supplies out. I saw Halloween supplies at a store.
Oh, like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, don't say yay. It's too early for Halloween.
No, not for Halloween.
It was July
season.
Yeah, that's what thank you. That's what I'm getting to. We
Megan,
still have the entire...
That means hunting season.
Oh, yes.
We have the entire month of August left, but now is the time to get ready. That's why Dan Tim from Whale Tales is here.
Hey.
Hey.
Let's see, the archer from Arkansas. No. The archer from what?
Ashapin.
Hey.
The archer from Ashapin, weighing in at 347.
No. 222.
I was going to say kilograms.
Okay.
Doesn't that convert appropriately?
I think that's worse, actually.
None of us are good at math.
I think that puts me around 600 pounds, Joel.
You could be on that TV show.
My 300 kilogram life.
That's nice.
There you go.
Good to be back.
Dan is here. Great to have you back on the show. And what I'm excited about is you work for an archery outfitting company.
That's right.
And one of the things, and Kyle, who owns Whale Tails Archery, good guy. I've been in there. Matter of fact, you have outfitted me in a pair of my hunter hikers that I've been wearing religiously when I hunt. Very, very comfortable shoes, Crispies. From my Italian heritage, very most likely made by one of my relatives, I think.
Of course.
Oh, my goodness.
Quality craftsmanship.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Quality craftsmanship in every
way. They sound crispy.
Nice.
So when you're crunching in the woods, where are your Crispies? Dan Tim, you are a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
You're an outfitter. You're an all-around nice guy. But what I want to talk about is now we're into August. And I think... when August hits, there's two types of reactions from those who use the outdoors. There are those who still think it's summer. And then there are those who cannot get their head out of the woods or the fields. Mm-hmm. And you're probably one of those. I think most of the panel here in the fishbowl are folks like
Bandit
that.
Including
Bandit.
Waiting for September.
But it is not too soon, is it, to get out there and get outfitted. What is important right now that you should be doing as somebody who wants to hit the woods at the beginning of the hunting seasons? You got... early goose and teal season, September 1st. That's 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks. Oh, I can't wait. It gets my skin to stand up. It really does. You've got deer hunting starting
like 40
in five
days,
weeks.
40 days away, I think.
What do people days, need to be days. Doing?
Shoot your bow if you're a bow hunter, first and foremost. At least get your equipment out and look at it.
I do a lot of looking at it.
That doesn't
help my shooting.
Yeah, make sure you have everything you need, and then and get out and become proficient with it again. If you haven't recently, now's the time. You know, if anything looks, feels, sounds wrong with your equipment, you know, folks like us around the state are happy to help. But, you know, there's a large number of avid outdoorsmen in the state of Wisconsin, outdoors people in the state of Wisconsin that all want to get ready here in the next 5 weeks for everything they need. You know, you might have your eye on a certain piece of equipment, and the more you see, the more you know about a specific piece of equipment, so does everybody else. Mm-hmm. So stores sell out, manufacturers sell out of various items. The new hot shiny thing that you might want could be gone.
What is the new hot shiny thing this year?
It depends.
That's a great question.
Yeah. So, I mean, saddle hunting is always hot. That's kind of...
I bought one last year.
Yeah.
Have you used it yet?
I tried.
Okay. Well, for those who don't know...
Sounds like we need to get into that.
...and aren't experienced in that, like me, what exactly is saddle hunting?
Sure. So, saddle hunting is just a lightweight, mobile version of getting up in the tree. Lots of run and gun, or people that are going deep into the woods, you know, they want to put their equipment in a tree and get it out the same day. It is essentially a harness, some climbing sticks, and a small platform. So that's basic level understanding of it. There's, of course, some other things involved.
I'm going to go ahead and say no thank you.
Yeah, Megan and I, we pass on
I'm
that.
Out.
See, they
yeah.
have
I'm
multiple different types of saddles, so that was my situation.
If it's going on.
Do
but
they have
all, I'm
saddle
passing.
Ladder stamps.
Yeah.
Yes,
saddler stamps. Saddle
climbing.
Tiny little platform, but I had to find the one with the like the back. You had to find one with the backrest too. Because that was my situation. I had one where it just covered the bum.
Yep.
And I'm just standing there and I'm getting like I fall asleep.
Yeah, so, I would be.
And then my back hurts. I'm like, okay, well, I need something for my back. And then they actually make that.
If you're thinking about trying saddle hunting, now is the time to go talk to people. Because you can learn. I mean, you can go down any rabbit hole on the internet and, you know, learn just about anything you're trying to learn. Mm-hmm. But sorting through kind of who's paid to present this information and what's actually real can be mm-hmm. difficult, too.
So, Dan, your message is, overall, people don't wait until the last minute.
Please don't wait.
And don't get mad
minute.
If you wait till the week before and you go to hook up your bow and you're missing a piece and you guys are out of stock because people are getting in and getting prepared now.
New strings and cables on your bows, on your crossbows. Now is the time. You know, the custom ordered strings and cables, usually anywhere from 2 to 3 days to 6 weeks out from different manufacturers.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So 6 weeks out takes us into the season.
Yeah. Holy
yeah, it
cow.
Does.
We're talking
Ooh,
about
I'm
that
I'm
going to
get
already.
My bow ready this week.
Please.
Well,
what bow do you have?
Matthews.
Oh, you say
that. Yes. I'm going to tell you what.
I wish I knew that.
Megan.
She has you.
I don't
you gotta look on your face.
But apparently I'm going to have to start because I was told that I need to. So
yeah.
what do
yes.
I even do?
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, wonderful.
That's a great
guy.
Question.
Megan,
what does somebody do at this stage of the game if they want to get into bow hunting?
I would say, again, you know, stop at your local archery shop. There's usually somebody there that's willing to walk you through the steps on what it takes to get into it and get you into the right equipment. You know, it can be intimidating to walk into some of these places, but I promise you it's not as scary as it seems. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the big box stores have a way of, having more people to take care of than they do time in the day. So, again, big plug for the local archery shops, full of experts that are willing to help out and answer all of your questions, spend the necessary time with you to make sure that you leave comfortable with your equipment.
Mm-hmm. That
and
is great advice.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to go in alone because when I started bow hunting, nobody in my family bow hunted, and I walked in by myself. Everyone was super kind. I got to test out a bunch of bows. I went the whole day. It was fantastic. Great experience. So go to the local archery shops. Don't be afraid to walk in because it's their passion. So go and do it.
Yes. Yeah, good point, though. Like, definitely set aside a block of time to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's a big decision, and the equipment is all relatively similar but also different. Mm-hmm. So you're going to find what works best for you, and don't let anybody push you into something. If you don't feel comfortable with it, take your time.
Mm-hmm. I think That right. is key. Take your time. Make sure you're comfortable with the equipment. Get shooting. You got plenty of time to do it yet. To get out there this bow season, I think that's great advice. I can't wait to talk about Weekly Wiscos because guess what's happening this week? The State Fair. We're going to talk about fair food. Woo-hoo. I can't wait. This is Raised in Wisco.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for attorney general, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and state treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Sitting alongside of me, the bruiser from Bayview, Danielle Fairman.
What? I don't know if you want to call a lady a bruiser.
If they're a boxer, that's a great
name. I feel like
name,
that means I'm aggressive.
I thought that means you're like pretty big.
Oh,
like
I don't
a bruiser,
know.
You the know, bruiser. Like,
no, I think it means you bruise people up when you're in the ring.
Really? Wow.
Maybe.
I'm not a boxer.
You want to find out?
Hey, look. I'm just winging it over here. I'm doing the best I can with what I got.
We all are.
Chef, official chef of Raised in Wisco, Ellie
Lawton.
Also
a bruiser.
Also the bruiser from where else be in Wisconsin? Bloomfield? Is that a sounds like
Bayshore?
A
Bayshore?
Bloomer. The bruiser from Bloomer.
Wow.
Sure, why not?
Look at me go.
And I'm really excited today. We got Dan Tim from Whale Tails Archery. We've got Dave Sella, who's here, expert marksman bow hunter. She slays some major deer. Megan Salazar, contributor to the show. I mean, we got a packed studio here, but I love it that way. I like when people are chipping in and chiming in because I'm going to start off the Raisin Wisco. We're a segment late for the Raisin Wisco, but that's okay. This week, my Raisin Wisco is something I have.
The Weekly Wisco.
The Weekly Wisco.
Yeah, you said.
The Raisin Wisco. The Weekly Wisco.
The Weekly Wisco.
Which I have not yet experienced this year, but maybe I'll head out there next week, is the Wisconsin State Fair.
Woohoo, yeah.
I've been to other state fairs, and let me tell you, like the song in the movie State Fair, our state fair is the best state fair.
There's a movie.
It is. Oh, it's a play. It's a musical, actually.
Oh, okay.
But our state fair is absolutely incredible. There's something there for mm-hmm. everyone. And if you are an outdoorswoman, there's so much outdoors activities, including trying to catch fish. They've got like one of those little trout ponds. You can try to catch fish there. There are outfitters there and just really cool, awesome Wisconsin stuff. So that's my Weekly Wisco. D. Fairman, what do you got for yours?
J.K. Clayfish. Mine is trails. I have talked about alltrails.com before, and Josh and I went on there previously, and we looked up the top 10 best trails, and Ice Age Trail at the Lapham Peak came in at number 10 out of all of Wisconsin.
Yes,
it's fantastic.
Great.
So
you can ride horses there.
Ooh, even better. Mm-hmm. We're starting from our bottom up 10-1. So next week, we're going to the Balanced Rock Trail at East Bluff.
Heck yeah. Get out there. Use Wisconsin's trails. They are incredible. Chef Lawton, what do you got?
I took the I-94 trail to Madison because it has been very hot out. So I did my winter activity in the summer. I took the I-94 trail to Atomic Antiques and did a little antique shopping. So my Weekly Wisco was actually inside. If you guys have not checked out that store, it's fantastic. You can spend all day there and you can spend all your money. It's wonderful.
That sounds fantastic. As you can tell, I love antiques. Megan Salazar.
We went up to Ocano to go catch.
Who's we?
Dave and I went up to Ocano to catch walleye.
Oh. Okay, now,
Megan and Dave.
Oh, my God.
The funny part, Megan's from all over the world, really. She's lived in Hawaii.
But I lived in Ocano.
Well, because you say that with a very thick Wisconsin accent. We went up to Ocano.
I love Ocano.
She's from Ocano.
But somehow she managed to get a half cousin in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin.
Yeah. On my way, have.
That's perfect. That sounds great. What about Dave? You can share Weekly Wiscos if you want.
Oh,
that would be precious.
No. So here we are. We're out fishing and everything, and Megan ends up catching a slammer of a sheep's head.
Nice.
This thing was huge.
I think they're beautiful.
And she's like, are we going to keep it? And my jaw dropped, like, what are you talking about? And she's like, well, can we try it? I'm like, yeah, we'll throw it right back in the water. And she ended up making me keep two sheep's head and what was the other one? Catfish.
Perfect.
And we got back to the cleaning station, and those two sheep's head were cleaned up so fast.
You were afraid of people seeing you.
I was looking over my shoulder like, what's coming in here? And then I looked over my shoulder, and a couple of guys brought some fish in.
Don't be as scared, because we ate before this show, and Megan made the most unbelievable green curry fish over rice. Mm-hmm. And that sheep's head was absolutely – it might have come out of the water – like a lion, but it went down like a lamb, that sheep said.
She made me try it right away, and I was like, all right, I'm not going to tell her how it was because it was really good.
Yeah,
I can't say it because, you know.
I think you need a shirt that says Sheep's Head Cleaning King on it.
Oh, Lord,
Dan, Tim, what do you got?
I'm gonna stick on theme here and just with the local club archery shoot. So we've been going out just about every week. The local archery clubs always host an event for the public where you can change the scenery, get different footing, shoot at different targets under different lighting. You know, something for everybody with comfortable ranges and different stakes where you can shoot to your ability as well. We went out recently, Tyrol Basin, Madison, shot the Beast Mode course. So you're going up and down the ski hill.
Awesome. Yeah. I want to do that so bad.
Yeah,
shots.
That sounds so fun.
And quick shout out, wiarchery.com. Great resource for every shoot in the state of Wisconsin.
So, that's awesome. Yeah. Yes, it is not too early. We're going to talk a little bit more about kind of food plotting, how you should be getting any land ready. We're going to have on our next show, we're going to be talking about land permissions, how to get those, the best keys to that. I'm really excited about that as well. And we're going to bring in our cooking segment early because I can't wait to start talking about state fair foods. We're going to talk about our favorites. We want to know yours on Raised in Wisco.
.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Stocks fell sharply Friday. The Dow lost more than 500 points, in part because of President Trump's announcement of a range of new tariffs against foreign countries. Caleb Silver with Investopedia says,
once these tariffs go into place next week, we might have a little more certainty on what that means for price pressure, both for consumers and for businesses that are going to have to pay this and decide whether or not to pass it on to us or eat those profit margins themselves.
The president also said he made the correct decision in firing the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, saying the latest jobs report numbers were phony. He did not offer evidence, but economists have criticized her dismissal. The president also announced that he's ordering U.S. nuclear submarines closer to Russia in response to comments from former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. The president's been frustrated with Russia's unwillingness to end the war in Ukraine. The manhunt in Montana continues for the man suspected of killing four people in a bar in the southwest part of the state. This is ABC News.
The Brewers still on top. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers face the Nationals in game two of their three-game weekend series in Washington, D.C. Last night, the crew won 16-9. It looked like batting practice. Home runs for Andrew Vaughn. William Contreras with a home run and a career-high five hits in a single game. Blake Perkins with two home runs. The Cubs won at home, 1-0 over Baltimore, in a game that was over in just 1 hour and 49 minutes. NFL Family Night tonight at Lambeau Field, over 70,000 expected to attend. New linebacker Isaiah Simmons played for the Cardinals and the Giants before joining the Packers. Reminds of being in college at Clemson.
I ain't never had that many home fans at a game coming from Arizona and New York. It's just pretty cool. Like I said, it reminds me a lot of Clemson. Like our spring game, we would have like 50,000 people there. You know, it's just really giving me a feeling of like kind of being back home at Clemson, which is a really good thing.
As Packers linebacker Isaiah Simmons with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stephen Colbert has a few months left as host of The Late Show after the announcement he was let go by Paramount a couple weeks ago. Last week, former Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris appeared on the show and was asked by the host who the leader of the Democratic Party is. When she didn't answer to his liking, Colbert held her feet to the fire, and she finally said there are a lot of leaders. Sigh. Hard to believe the party is struggling. Harris was on the show to promote her book, 107 Days, which chronicles her whirlwind run for the presidency in 2024. And just like that, there will be no more Sex and the City, according to Variety. After six seasons of the original, two feature films, and three seasons of And Just Like That, series creator Michael Patrick King says the franchise is finally kaput for the time being. Sarah Jessica Parker paid tribute to her character, Carrie Bradshaw, with a montage on Instagram. The franchise finale will air August 15th on Max, or whatever it's called now. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some hazy sunshine, highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s. Smoky sunshine for Sunday with highs in the low 80s. 58 Sunday night, 82 your high on Monday. Highs to the mid-80s on Tuesday.
Currently, 66 degrees.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor and producer of the Door Kinetic Arts Festival, Alan Kopischke, into the studio. Then Appleton Bookstore owner, Kaylin Bavink, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Raised in Wisco is your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of Wisconsin. My name's Joel Clayfish. Sitting side saddle is Danielle Fairman. We've been together for many, many years hunting and fishing the great outdoors of Wisconsin,
and
Danielle.
And we'll continue to do that.
And we will continue to do that. And, of course, our culinarian, the culinarian crusher from
Caledonia.
Ooh, good one. Chef Ellie Lawton, a classically trained French chef who takes...
Bonjour.
Wow, you've been working on your French, I see.
Just that one word.
You know, George Ermert, who is the number one listener to the show, asked me about that today at lunch with him, and he said, how is Ellie's French coming along? And now I can report to him...
Well, George, it's still about the same.
You are nearly fluent.
Nearly.
Bonjour.
See. I like to mix them up like my ingredients.
That's not French.
I know.
Lo siento. So we love talking about food. We love having you along, and you can listen to Raised in Wisco on all your Civic Media stations throughout Wisconsin, 23 of them. But Super D, Danielle,
yes. Hello.
If they missed the show live on Saturdays at 11, how can they catch it afterward?
You can catch us on Facebook, wonderful Facebook Live. You can see everyone's faces go red at the beginning of the show.
Ooh,
for yes. some weird reason. Yeah. You can also find us on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, and maybe soon to be Instagram. We have our Megan Salad Bar.
I'm working on it. I screwed up this week.
Megan Salazar.
I really screwed up this week.
Megan Salazar is our media czar. Megan Media Czar Salazar. She's working on our Facebook and Instagram. In fact, let's do it. Let's do it right now. Megan's been running a contest for swag for the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo. Megan?
Yes. We have a winner.
Drum roll.
We have a winner,
chicken dinner. And who is the winner?
Dale Steves from New London, Wisconsin.
Dale Steves from New London, Wisconsin.
Other old stomping grounds, by the way.
Where have you not lived, by the way?
You don't know where New London is?
It's right next to Old London.
It's between Shiocton, Wapaka, and Plainville. On the Wolf River. I lived on the Wolf River. It was fantastic. I'd walk outside my backyard and I would catch little baby sturgeons.
Oh, wonderful.
That sounds great.
Sorry you had
little
to leave
French
that.
Fries.
Yeah.
Also, the sister city to Dublin, I think, for Irish days. So if you ever want to go to St. Patrick's Day, London is the place to go.
I prefer
actual Dublin.
Yeah, me too. However, it's great.
It's great.
It is. It's a great,
I believe it.
It's a great place. Well, congratulations to our first ever contest winner. We will see you at the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association.
Come find us.
What do they win, Megan? Us.
Oh, you win a hat with our new Raised in Wisco logo. You get right wing sauce and 2 tickets to the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association Waterfowl Hunters Expo August 22nd and 23rd.
Awesome.
It's not 23rd and 24th? 22nd.
Check your calendar.
Friday, Saturday.
Well, I better know the dates because I'm really excited about this. We'll be up there. I have the honor and privilege of being one of the cooks for the Foul Life Provider Series. Of course, Chef Lawton is the official chef of the Foul Life Provider Series Eat Wild Editions that you can hear on our podcasts. We will be up there cooking for folks, and I want to be clear. This event sells out. It's free, but it's standing room only every year because we hand out free food. Believe me, I am not under the mistake that they're coming to see me. They're coming to eat. And this year, we've got Chef Lawton with two very surprise, awesome dishes that you can see how to make quick and easy and get free samples at the Wisconsin Waterfowl
Hunters.
As well,
Hunters free samples at the Women's Zone.
And don't forget the Women's Zone.
I didn't want to skip that over. Danielle Fairman will be there.
Yeah, the Women's Zone. I'll be there with Megan as well. A whole bunch of other inspirational girls. But we also have cooking segments with free foods.
Yes.
Oh, free that's foods, fantastic. I cannot
Megan,
wait.
Megan, talk about free tickets, too, for the ladies.
So if you are a lady, if you want free tickets, just message us on our Facebook, and I will give you the code to get you free tickets to get into the Wisconsin Waterfowl Expo.
What Facebook?
Raised in Wisco.
Perfect. What other Facebook would they be looking
also,
at?
Also, the waterfowl one. Only if one you want to come to the banquet's on Friday night, so purchase your tickets on wisducks.org.
That's fantastic.
Wonderful.
Folks, there are a lot of benefits to going and following our Facebook page, our Raised in Wisco Facebook page. Please get on there and do that. And you will be able to win giveaways that we have throughout. And you'll better than that, you'll be informed. You can pop up the links on there and you can see photos of the goofy scenarios we put ourselves in on a regular weekly basis.
And all
and recipes.
And recipes, that's for sure.
Again, I messed up this week. Sorry, my bad.
That's okay, Megan.
No, not worried about that. Dan Tim is here, an archery expert, and we were talking about what to do for prep for the hunting season, which is literally now around the corner, 3 weeks away.
So close.
And I want to ask you about an odd question that makes some of us uncomfortable. Every year you hear about folks who have heart attacks, who have problems in the woods because they're not fit at all. They're not ready to head out. And that first time they head out, they forgot how long it took to walk to the deer stand. They may have forgotten what it's like carrying bags of decoys to the middle of the field. Do you have any advice? I mean, you appear to be a fairly fit dude, especially
that,
for
Joel.
A Wisconsinite. Yeah. You got a very full beard, which I appreciate.
Thank you.
As well. It's very full. We have bearded men here in the studio today. What advice do you have as somebody who works for an outfitter who sells, you know, equipment for fitness, for being comfortable and safe in the outdoors?
I would say the preparation comes in the planning, right? So if you know about what kind of scenarios you're going to get into, get out there. And if your walk is a half a mile into the woods, you know, if you're going to train on, pavement, do double or triple that and carry some weight with you. We work with a lot of guys that, that go out, you know, to the mountains, and that's extremely difficult to train in Wisconsin to go out west and hunt in the mountains. Guys do the best they can with putting on heavy sacks, you know, heavy packs and just putting on miles. But
your average hunter, I mean, I can tell you as a goose hunter, as an avid field goose hunter, I never anticipate that pack out after. And you know, a lot of farmers, and you want to respect farmers. And again, you got to listen next week. We're going to be talking about permissions, private land hunting, public land hunting, how to get those permissions, how to treat farmers. But I will say, at the beginning of the season, I mean, my heart is pushed to its absolute limit. You do not realize how hard it is to carry stuff out of a field. And if you got a 100-yard walk carrying 100 pounds on your back, you're struggling.
Right. I think scouting is a great opportunity, too, to get out there now while it's a little bit warmer outside and go find your spots, go look and see if there's deer sign or, you know, if you see the birds in the field, just get out there and get after it, really. Just go check out and see what's going on in the woods or in the fields or on the waters. But if you haven't been to that property where you're going to hunt, I think you're going to have a difficult time. And
even if you've been going there for 20 years, every year gets a little bit more difficult if you're not putting in the preparation. And I think the right gear makes a big difference too.
Definitely. Like footwear, you want to be comfortable, breathable stuff in the hotter weather.
Yeah, if you're talking about waders too, some of those waders can be incredibly heavy.
So hot.
Right, and you get stuck in the muck. That's no fun, right? So, there's great options. And I would just say get out and get after it. Start scouting now. You could take small steps and, within a few weeks, you're going to be there.
I will at some point tell the story of almost dying in my backyard in a set of waders and having to belly crawl in my underpants for about 200 yards. That was definitely...
You don't want to share that story now?
No, we don't have time right now. Listen to a future episode, but we'll tell that story. My advice along those lines is take it easy.
Take it easy.
Do not overly push yourself. Number one, no harvest is worth dying over. Number one. Number two... When you think if your buddies are ahead of you, I hunt with a lot of younger hunters, and a lot of times they're doubling me up in and out of the field carrying gear. Let them double you up. Take it easy. Don't kill yourself.
Yeah, plan ahead. Don't rush.
What I've found is, yes, don't rush. Mm-hmm.
Well, slowing down is never harmful in the field either.
That's
you
right.
Know? Like,
that's right. You're enjoying the outdoors.
You
slow
never
down.
Scare away the game if you're going as slow as you can possibly
that's
go.
A fact, and that is great advice. And when you are coming in and out, you'll be surprised if you hunt regularly how quickly you get in better shape just coming in and out of the field a few times. Now.
Exciting.
Well,
you're
okay.
So excited.
Why do I get most excited, Danielle?
Because at the end of the day, Reyes and Wisco is
a cooking show. Yeah. So
we're going to talk about the foods that do the opposite of get you in shape.
Leave it to Chef Lawton. We're talking fair foods today. I'm really excited about fair foods. I want to start out, we're starting the cooking segment early because I think there's so much to talk about with the Wisconsin State Fair and fair foods that I want to get into it right away. I want to know everybody in the fishbowl's favorite fair food, first of all. I want to know if there's a variation of it you cook at home. I think that's something cool to talk about.
Yes.
But let's start with Dan. Dan, do you have a favorite fair food?
I'm going to be just a little bit classic here and go with the roasted corn and cream puffs.
Oh, you cannot go wrong with that.
I look forward to that every time I go to the fair. I know exactly where it is and exactly what to expect.
That's
Call
the
me
appetizer
boring,
and dessert.
But it's amazing.
I don't think that's crazy at all. Now, Megan Salazar, you're a bit of a foodie. So I'm curious to see what your fair food favorite is.
You'd be surprised. I love the Wisconsin Product Pavilion.
It's so
no,
wonderful.
I'm not.
It's
I love it.
So good. Like I have to. If anything else, I have to get a potato and honey lemonade.
What about
and then
their
corn?
What about their grilled cheese in the pavilion?
You know, actually, I haven't
outstanding.
Had grilled cheese.
I've had the omelets too,
Megan. And I've been there 20 years in a row. And
20
I have
years in a row.
Well, I get free tickets.
Does anything really say more Wisconsin than grilled cheese?
No, but I get cheese curds, and I'm particular about my cheese curds. They got to be the cubes, not the curds.
Oh,
yes,
interesting.
Okay.
Cubes are good.
The cubes are good.
So,
all right, Danielle Fairman. What? Oh,
no.
Wait a minute.
We don't
want
to go.
We have to,
Danielle's name
take a
is Fairman.
But this is going to take a minute. I learned something before the show about Danielle Fairman that we're going to have to talk about.
I need an intervention.
Really? Yes.
What's the matter?
She hates the fair.
She hates the fair food.
Boy. Fair food's too in the.
But
she has the wrong friends.
But hold on. Hold on a second.
Maybe you
just
haven't
experienced. Yes.
Right.
This
good
is what
food.
Ellie was
so
saying.
People
you were
don't...
talking about the produce section. I mean, I don't do the treats. I don't like those. The deep fried food, don't want to do that.
People, don't come after Danielle. She,
lemonade,
she didn't
I do
know,
not like lemonade.
You didn't know about the pork producers, the Cattlemen's Association. Come on.
If there's steak on a stick, I'll eat it.
Oh, yes. Plenty of steak
is.
On
I
sticks.
Steak.
I love the pork chop
steak.
Yes. On a stick. That's fantastic. I get that every year.
Oh, my
But
goodness.
Yes, no, I have tried other foods, and it's just, I just eat like two bites. I feel like this is her
Danielle,
other culinary corner.
We,
she needs to
Danielle,
this is a big one.
Here's what we're doing
mountain.
The next time we get together before a show. We're going to make a fair food and that you're going to be able to try.
All right, I'm in.
Look at just that fast, and it's the cooking segment time. I can't wait.
Calm
I get
down,
to talk
Joel.
About my...
Calm down, I can
it's
see you.
Food, it's jumping my favorite dish. This is Raised in Wisco.
rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
Guys, Appleton is about to be full of music. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And it's here. You're excited. It's the Mile of Music, July 31st through August 3rd. A completely free music festival celebrating handcrafted artistry throughout downtown Appleton, showcasing local talents and so much more. There is a lot going on, and I cannot cover it in this 30 seconds. So head to WISS.FM and click events to find out for yourself.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Americans really like voting by mail and in-person early voting. That, according to 2024 statistics from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. According to EAC, 158,211,780 citizens voted out of 211,144,275 active registered voters, a 74.8% turnout, 3 points lower than 2020. Among the 158 million voters, 52.8 million voted in person on Election Day. But far more Americans voted early, with 46.8 million voting early by mail and almost 48.9 million voting early in person. Mail-in voting accounted for 30.3% of votes cast, with some states offering universal mail balloting or permanent mail or absentee lists. Over 15 million ballots were returned via drop boxes in 36 states, up 10% since 2022. The percentage of in-person Election Day voters dropped in 2024 to only 37.4%, while in-person early voting jumped to 35.2%. The combination of mail and early in-person totaled 65.5%. It's clear that early voting is here to stay. We've linked to the report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Scared to check out Raised in Wisco on every Civic Media station throughout Wisconsin, 23 of them in all, from the furthest corner of the north in Hayward all the way down to Racine. Raised in Wisco comes to you through the radio on Saturdays at 11 o'clock. You can check us out on Spotify. Where else, Danielle?
You find us on Spotify, Facebook, YouTube, and Apple.
Yeah, check us out. If you're new to the show, welcome. We love having you. One of the things that I hear about more than anything is the cooking segment. People love the fact that we talk about food. We talk about forage and field to table food. And today we're talking fair food. And that would be, I'd be remiss if we didn't. Chef Lawton came up with a great idea how to bring field to fair to table. And before that, I want Dave, who's joining us, to tell me his favorite fair food.
Davey Poo.
It's got to be something deep fried.
Yeah. Well, they got everything you could ever think of.
Ooh, deep fried Oreos are good.
Yeah, they sure are. Deep fried is the key. And make sure that you get yourself back in shape before you
hit the gym before and after the fair.
My favorite fair food, I got to say, I got to get one of the Italian sausages that's got the sautéed onions and peppers on it. That's my favorite fair food today. Ask me tomorrow, it'll be something else. But Chef Lawton, what's your favorite fair food and what are we cooking today?
My favorite fair food, born and raised farm girl here, is definitely the Cattlemen's Association ribeye steak sandwich.
Ooh.
It is so wonderful and it's sliced perfectly, cooked perfectly, a little salt and pepper. Oh, I eat two of them every year.
Yes, as an appetizer. I have had that. That's outstanding.
Danielle, shout out to all the Wisconsin farmers.
Yes.
Yes. Thanks to all of them.
Wonderful things.
They make the fair what it is. And you,
they make the world go around.
I'd be remiss too if I didn't say I really do enjoy going through all of the animal barns. I get a little, I mean, I don't need to spend all day in the animal barns, but I do like looking at the animals. That's always fun.
Okay.
What are we cooking?
We are making venison corn dogs.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I definitely try that.
Okay.
Danielle's on board.
I'm on board.
You guys.
Well, if Danielle's on board, then it's okay.
That's right. Duh. Well, she's a tough one. That's kind of like the Life commercial. Hey, try it, Mikey. He hates everything.
Mikey likes it.
Mikey likes it. So, Mikey.
Hi. Hello.
You're going to try a corn dog.
My alter ego is Mikey.
Yeah, sure. Why not? For today. Run with it, Chef Lawton.
Do you want to talk corn dogs?
Let's
do it. Are
you
talking to Mikey or what's
my
happening
bad.
Here?
You're on the Mikey right now. Tell us about corn dogs.
Okay, so when I thought about this recipe, I kind of got excited. So there's three different variations for the protein part. So first I'm going to talk about the actual batter, all right?
Okay.
So you're going to do 3/4 cup all-purpose flour, 1.5 cups cornmeal, okay. 1.5 teaspoons baking powder, 1.5 teaspoons sugar, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. Megan's going to write all this down and throw it up on the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
I got you. A quarter
teaspoon cayenne pepper, a little more if you want it kind of spicy. 3/4 teaspoon salt, 2 large eggs, 1¼ cups buttermilk, and then you need 8 wooden sticks, like skewer sticks, okay?
All right.
So that is our... What's wrong, Danielle? Oh, Danielle.
Danielle's getting very excited.
Danielle's getting
this.
Super excited.
The Chinese Wolverine. I can't. You have to be that for Halloween.
Okay. Let's get back on track here.
No.
So you can either have your venison processed into the wonderful venison dogs. Oh, my gosh. They're so good.
Love them.
Or venison breakfast sausage, the ground breakfast sausage.
Ooh.
So
that sounds like a great idea.
So
we
going,
do a maple syrup.
Could do a pancake.
You can
batter?
Do you all. You can take it any direction you want. That's why this is so exciting because you can just use the venison dog, right? Skewer it, put it in the batter, and then you're gonna drop it into oil at 375 for 2 to 3 minutes till it's golden. That's it. Okay, so that one done. So the ground version is to me the most exciting one. You're gonna take your bulk ground venison sausage. You're gonna form it around the stick, throw it on a sheet pan, and bake it at 350 till it's cooked all the way through. Okay.
Okay.
Let it cool down, and then you're going to do the same breading process or battering process. Put it in the batter, dip it in your Dutch oven with the oil or pot or however you're going to, your deep fryer, whatever, for 2 to 3 minutes.
Can you pan fry these with oil in a pan?
Yeah, you can do. I've done them shallow fry. It's fine. You just have to turn them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Now, the third version, I actually haven't tried, but we talked about it before the show. Using a venison brat and cooking that and then skewering it. Drying it off on the outside because we talked about whether or not we were going to take the casing off. I personally would take the casing off before I battered it. You all said that you would just batter it with the casing on. So we're going to try it.
Oh,
and
my
it's
going to
be amazing.
I like the snap.
I do too.
You'd have this crunch, soft snap. Oh, boy.
So this is experimentation recipe that we're going to do and report back to everybody. We're going to do it both ways. And then, of course, we're going to top it with awesome ketchup, some spicy mustard, some fresh herbs, maybe even
right wing sauce.
Boy.
But also, I was thinking we could put some street corn on top of these guys. Too.
Oh my gosh, that sounds unbelievable.
Yeah.
Joel's gone.
So
I'm
that's
gone.
That's how we're gonna make the venison broth.
I think I don't know if other people experience this, but how am I full yet hungry? why is my mouth watering when
it's
I'm stuffed?
We're friends.
It's because we're friends and we're from Wisconsin. And when you listen to a show like Raised in Wisco, you're going to laugh. That I promise you. But you're going to also learn about taking things from the field to the table in a fantastic way. Look, if you live in the greatest state in the nation, you have the advantage of having the world as your oyster outside your door. There is everything to do in Wisconsin, and we encourage you, and this show encourages you, to get out there, experience Wisconsin's best, and whenever you can, cook it and put it on the dinner table. There is no better way or time to spend than with friends, eating the food that's right here in Wisconsin and experiencing our great outdoors. Thank you for joining us. Next week, we are talking permissions and how to get them and what to do once you got them to maintain them. We love having you along. We'll see you next week on Raised in Wisco.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. No arrest yet a day after a shooting that left four people dead at a bar in Anaconda, Montana. Hearing from the sheriff about the search for a man named Michael Brown, ABC's Melissa Adan.
Anytime you got, active shooter still on the loose, it's going to be dangerous.
Police say the 45-year-old suspect lived next to the bar and are warning the public to stay out of the area, and if they see Brown, to not approach.
President Trump saying he's moving two of America's nuclear submarines in response to comments from a top Russian official, Dmitry Medvedev. He warned the U.S. leader not to play, quote, the ultimatum game with Russia. In Tel Aviv, President Trump's special Mideast diplomat Steve Witkoff met with hostage families, calling for an end of the war in Gaza and their loved ones' return. Witkoff saying the end of the war is close, according to a statement from hostage families. Trying to get food aid to people in Gaza remains chaotic. UN convoys have been repeatedly looted. This is ABC News.